My name is Amy, and I am here with Anna, and we are part of the youth media team.
We're just wondering, why are you here?
Well, my name is Rachel Cook, and I graduated from here, I think it was maybe 3 years ago, so I always stay close to Anna City. I'm here to do live sketching, and basically what that is, it's visual note-taking, because some people, you know, they take notes, they write things down shorthand. Whenever I took notes, I always drew pictures. So I did it here as well a few years ago, and I'm doing it again this year. And we're projecting the notes onto the wall so people can see. Because some people like that kind of learning style. And they like seeing the pictures, and they like notes being taken that way. And at the end of the day, I'll email them all to Pam, who's in charge, and they'll go up on the blog and out on Twitter. So people who weren't here can see a shorthand version. So they can see the notes and things that went down, you know what I mean?
Yeah. How do you use technology?
Gosh, I use it every day, I think. mostly my phone. I use my phone just to stay connected to people all the time. It makes me laugh because, you know, when I was your age, we just didn't have them. And that was only, 10 years ago. You know, you have the phone, it was connected to the landline, and that was it. And now I wake up, I check my phone, I check Facebook, I get emails. And it's amazing. I can connect people all over the world. So that's, one way I use it to stay connected. And the other way I use it then is for my drawing tablet and my laptop, so I can draw and put it up online and meet people and connect and get jobs that way.
What do you like about using technology?
What I like most about it is it's really convenient, and especially now it's smaller, it's portable, and I like that it brings people together as well. I think that's a really cool feature of it. I love it.
Did someone inspire you to start using technology? If yes, who?
Who inspired me? I think just from watching movies and TV when I was younger. You know, the sci-fi ones. If you watch old episodes of Star Trek or whatever, they had things that looked like iPads, and I would see it and I'd be like, wow, that's amazing. Imagine if I had such a thing. And now we do. So it's kind of like a dream come true to actually be able to use it every day in everyday life. And as well, because I like to use digital art, when I realized that was something I could do, that really, really motivated me to get my own tablet and start drawing and stay connected to people. And yeah, so it was just a lot of, it was mostly other people in the world, and I would just see them and I'd want to do that too.
How long have you been using technology?
I got my first phone when I think I was 13 or 14, but I got my first smartphone, iPhone, when I was in college, and that's when I got my laptop as well. So I was kind of later into it. A few of my friends had computers at home, but we didn't have one yet, so it wasn't until college that I really got to start using things.
Thank you.
Thank you.